Welcome to this episode, How to Design a Year That Supports You. We've been told that if we want something bad enough, we will find a way. But for many of the women I work with, motivation is not the issue. Capacity is. You do not need more hustle to reach your goals. You need a framework that supports, that protects your time and energy as much as it grows your ambitions. Most women begin the year with clarity. They know what they want more of. They know what they're no longer willing to tolerate. They can feel that something needs to change, even if they can't yet name exactly how. I recall one year, starting my year at the kitchen table with my cup of tea, you know I like tea, feeling that familiar sense of possibility. My notebook was filled with ideas about launching new projects, becoming more present at home. It felt hopeful and grounded at the same time. By March, that notebook was buried under school notices, half-finished to-do lists, and that quiet pressure of trying to keep everything moving. It would have been easy to tell myself I had failed or that I lacked the discipline. But the truth was much simpler and actually much more generous. My vision was sound. What was missing was the structure that could hold it. Vision is powerful, but on its own, it's not enough. Without a framework, that vision stays abstract. It lives in your head or on your journal, while real life pulls you in competing directions. Urgent emails, family needs, the day-to-day demands, they all quickly take over. And yet, this is where the frustration sets in. You can see the future you want, but you're not yet living it. Many women interpret this gap as a personal shortcoming, when in reality what's missing is not motivation, but support. A year that supports you does not happen by accident. It's designed with intention, honesty, and self-leadership. I had to learn that trying harder was not the answer. What changed everything was recognizing that I needed to stop being a passenger in my own calendar and start designing it deliberately. Designing your year begins with different questions. What do I want this year to feel like, not just achieve? What needs protecting as much as what needs growing? Where am I currently overcommitted or under-supported? When you plan from this place, your year starts to work with you rather than against you. Planning stops being about squeezing more in and becomes about creating space for what truly matters. One of the most common planning mistakes is assuming that every month will require the same energy. It will not. A couple of years ago, I tried to launch a major project in December while navigating the end of year school commitments and family expectations. I pushed through, thinking it was just part of being capable. But I finished that year exhausted and feeling very disconnected from the very work I cared about the most. I now know to respect my capacity, not override it. There are seasons for momentum and there are seasons for consolidation. There are times you need to be visible and there are times you just need to do that deep work. When your planning honors these rhythms, sustainability replaces burnout. And the same applies to your values. When your plan reflects what genuinely matters to you, your decisions become clearer, they become easier. Boundaries feel more natural. You stop second-guessing yourself and start leading with confidence. The goal of planning is not control, it is clarity. A good plan gives you a reference point you can return to when life feels busy or uncertain. It keeps you anchored in your priorities while everything around you is shifting. I have found that when unexpected challenges arise, being at the end of quarter one or mid-year, I don't lose direction. I just adjust with intention. And this is how your vision becomes your reality. Not through force, but through alignment. If you want this year to support you rather than stretch you beyond capacity, planning is where it all begins. And I've got an annual planning tool created to help you design a year that reflects your values, your energy, and your ambitions without sacrificing the things that matter most. You can learn more about the annual planning tool at theleaptolead.com/plan. I will put that link in the show notes.